And sisters, what I want to share with you, if a person prays and does not have modesty, he has a weakness in his iman. If a person prays, salah, goes for hajj, fast in Ramadan, gives the millions in charity, and does not have that modesty and shyness in his character and mannerism, he is lacking in his iman. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, al-haya, modesty, is min al-iman, from iman, from your faith. A person who does not have that quality does not have that level of iman. This is very deep. Today, when you look around in the world, that is a problem. That modesty in one's character is a disaster in the world today. I don't need to tell you that. You know that. From the president of the country comes down, you have people disrespecting the highest. People in the country do not know how to speak to the president of the country. Brothers do not know to speak to sisters. I'm showing you in all walks of life. Children do not know to speak to parents. Students do not know to speak to teachers. Sometimes you look at students, they pretend as though they know more than the teachers. Sometimes you look at some children, they act as though they know more than their parents. You look at some 2x2 politicians and they feel they're better than the president. I mean, I don't need to share that. I don't need to tell you that. You see it from the highest level. It's a disaster in the world, not only in the non-Muslim world, but in the Muslim world. That respect, that modesty, that mannerism is missing, missing, missing. Yes, we pray. Yes, we fast. Yes, we go for Hajj. I was mentioning somewhere, I don't remember where, in some lecture over the past few days, you go around the Kaaba. Have you guys, those of you who have been to Hajj, have you seen the discipline of some people around the Kaaba? The closest to the house of Allah? Have you seen that? Have you seen people trying to kiss the black stone? They beat others, they abuse others. I see people literally bleeding because other brothers pushed them into it. They may not have done it deliberately. They did not do it intentionally. And may Allah forgive them who have done that. But the mannerism, the haughtiness, the arrogance, the no modesty. Everybody thinks I'm better than the other. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even though he knew the answer, he did not pretend he know more than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at the akhlaq amongst the Sahabas.